Southern Renewable Group cautions MISO state regulators considering SEEM, written by Amanda Durish-Cook, and read by an automated voice. The Southern Renewable Energy Association appeared before energy state regulators to urge them to think twice before considering leaving MISO for the Southeast Energy Exchange market. Simon Mahan, executive director of the SER-EA, told attendees at a July 11 Energy Regional State Committee working group that SEEM doesn't appear capable of delivering the savings of MISO or SPP. Mahan said SEEM averages 80,000 megawatt-hours in monthly transactions. He said while that sounds like a lot, SEEM's annual amounts are equivalent to a 300 to 500 megawatt solar farm, with less than 0.1% of all bilateral trades in the Southeast conducted through SEEM. Mahan said, for a region as big as SEEM, which has more demand than MISO, the numbers are minuscule. So, we're talking about a very, very small market and very little impact on how the utilities operate on a day-to-day basis, Mahan said. There are 99.9% more bilateral trades already going on in the Southeast without SEEM. Mahan said SEEM's estimated $1 million per month in gross savings over 2025 excludes all the parties that need to be paid. Partigian is market platform provider Potomac Economics for monitoring, Mahan McGuire Woods for legal fees, and various utility positions dedicated to monitoring the marketplace. The total benefit we're looking at here is far below the $40 million estimate provided to FERC a few years ago, Mahan said. If you join SEEM, you're going to lose a significant number of benefits. Mahan said while SPP and MISO estimate their total value to members at $2.14 billion and anywhere from $3.1 billion to $3.9 billion, respectively, SEEM appears poised to deliver just $12 million in annual savings. By contrast, Mahan said savings conferred to Energy Louisiana alone for 1 year of MISO membership are about $79 million/year. CLECO, meanwhile, is primed to save about $112 million from 2025 to 2027, a 13% savings over leaving MISO, Mahan said. Energy Associate General Counsel Matt Brown confirmed that the $79 million savings take into account the MISO administrative costs. Mahan's presentation comes as one Louisiana regulator wants the South to defect to SEEM. Louisiana Public Service Commissioner Eric Scrametta wrote an opinion piece updated July 9, blasting SPP and MISO for recent blackouts and high-priced leadership while advocating trying out SEEM. Under the guise of regional cooperation, SPP and MISO have steadily eroded the authority of state commissions, drained resources from ratepayers, and handed over control to unelected bureaucrats. Executive compensation has soared while customer service has declined. This centralized, unaccountable model is a bad deal for American families and businesses, especially in the South, where traditional energy values and pro-consumer policies matter, Scrametta said. Scrametta said instead of Southern states being tied to bloated RTOs, SEEM could offer a market that reflects the conservative principles of low overhead, local accountability and respect for state sovereignty. Scrametta argued that in addition to eliminating a costly RTO bureaucracy, regulators and ratepayers would enjoy more authority under SEEM, which prioritizes performance, not politics. Scrametta asked Southern utilities to notify MISO and SPP of their intention to leave. He said regulators, governors, and utility CEOs should coordinate on transition plans. Defenders of the current system claim SPP and MISO bring market benefits and supply diversity, but when it mattered most, during storms and heat waves, they failed. What good is diversity if it doesn't work? Scrametta wrote. However, Mahan said SEEM audit reports show that offers decline during periods of high demand. The Independent Market Auditor's report from December 2022 describes scarce offers and zero-matched trades during record cold and blizzards December 24 to 26, when members Tennessee Valley Authority and Duke were forced to order rolling blackouts. It is not really working in a way that you can depend on it during extreme weather events, Mahan said of SEEM. Since before the market's launch in 2022, SEEM's critics, which include SER-EA, the Southern Environmental Law Center, the Carolinas Clean Energy Business Association, the Sierra Club and the Southern Alliance for Clean Energy have argued it would entrench the power of monopoly utilities while providing limited benefits to customers compared to alternatives. Mahan said SEEM doesn't offer forecasting, a day-ahead market, locational marginal prices or transmission planning. He added that SEEM doesn't appear to involve state regulators in decisions or maintain stakeholder groups for transparency. Bill Booth, a consultant to the Mississippi Public Service Commission, asked if Mahan's presentation was meant to dissuade regulators from considering SEEM membership over MISO. Mahan said he was there to provide more information about how the SEEM market functions. He added that he preferred a locational marginal pricing setup over a voluntary buy and sell approach led by utilities because the former is much more transparent. It's not entirely clear how the utilities come up with the prices for the offer or sale of energy, Mahan said. Mahan added that no utility appeared to be arguing that SEEM is lowering retail rates, with no docketed rate case demonstrating any savings. Booth insisted that MISO South regulators are just looking for the lowest cost and said MISO's membership rates are expensive. Mahan responded that MISO and SPP provide more value to the ratepayers that can flow through their bills than SEEM's lackluster savings for the Southeast. SEEM did not respond to RTO Insider's request for comment on Scrimeta or Mahan's positions. SEEM's most recent press releases contain an 800 media hotline that connected to a co-AA campground in Greensboro, North Carolina. Mahan noted the dockets over the years from MISO South states that investigated savings estimates and explored alternatives to remaining in MISO. Some of those dockets, I've noticed, have become more and more redacted, Mahan said. He requested regulators consider revealing some of the redacted language. Brown said Energy makes its savings reports public and redacts information only when it would be harmful to customers' interests. That's why we protect it. It's not that we have secrets, Brown said. Mahan also recommended the Mississippi PSC open a docket to investigate SEEM member Mississippi Power to get real-world data on how the utility is engaging with the market and the savings it has experienced,